John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Theme tune time. Let's go, John. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan.
I told you there's no way I'm singing.
Come on. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. Yeah. John and Sam in Japan.
Never gonna happen. And put your clothes back on, it's just weird.
Never!
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Welcome to the show. Here's John.
And here's Sam.
And this is John and Sam in Japan.
International comedy podcast, March edition.
Yeah, hay fever edition. It is over here. It started. The itchy eyes and the runny noses.
Well, here it's just pissing it down.
Oh, well, yes. I think I'd rather have the rain. To be fair, I don't suffer from hay fever too badly.
No.
But it's kind of a little bit of a throwback because everyone's walking around in masks again. So it's a little bit nostalgic. John, I wanted to start this episode with... normally we have a chat about, you know, one of us pissing on the bed. Well, I say one of us. We all know who that is. But we had quite a lot of people get in touch about the jingle thing that we... AI jingle. Yeah, so there was some feedback about that. And it seems that the jingle that we said we preferred was the preferred jingle by everyone.
Oh, good.
Which was...
Even by Ruben.
Ruben, who's been a loyal listener for many years, so I can only assume he's still listening. But Ruben, I'm afraid, is on radio silence.
Oh,
nothing
right.
From him at all. So perhaps he's conceded defeat. Listen, if you missed the last episode, John knocked up some jingles through AI... And
I'd say AI knocked up some jingles through John.
Through John.
Yeah.
And there were three and we've had a winner. So I think we should officially introduce Laughing Across... What was it called? Hang on.
Laughing Across the Globe.
Laughing Across the Globe, original remix, original mix, as an official new jingle of John and Sam in Japan. But I also have further jingle news for you.
Go on, Ed.
So just hold on a sec. John, you might want to explain to the listeners what you're seeing as I come over.
That sounds very ominous. Oh, Sam's been learning to play the guitar. Oh, wow.
Well, maybe the listeners can already hear the beautiful tones.
Right.
Hang on, I can't hear what John's saying because I'm taking my headphones off. Can you see?
Yeah, yeah. Is that Kyo's toy guitar, or is it? Have you bought yourself a guitar?
Well, my older son, Noah, has started guitar lessons.
Right, you're better than me already.
Yeah, I know. Hang on, I need to get back to the microphone. I've got so excited. Look at me, I've got so excited about the guitar. I'm just abandoning all other responsibilities.
I was thinking this is midlife crisis 101. This. Listeners, Sam's now got a ponytail, listeners.
Ponytail, a goatee, and I'm perusing sports cars on the internet. Yeah, so Noah has started guitar lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
So we bought him, his guitar teacher said, Noah's kind of into the Beatles and that kind of music.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy said, you should get him an electric guitar. So we got him like an electric one. But I thought my younger son is definitely going to want to play a guitar as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to the second-hand shop and picked up this acoustic.
Nice. How much?
4,000 or 5,000 yen.
Wow, that's a steal, isn't it? Nice looking guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks really cool. I mean, I bought it for my younger son, but you know who I really bought it for.
Yeah. Mr. Midlife Crisis.
Well, you'll know, John knows, listeners, that what's my ambition been really comedy wise for my entire
musical comedy.
Yeah.
Sam loves musical comedy. John thinks it's shit.
Sam loves musical comedy. So, not only does Ruben VM have to contend with AI, he also now has to contend with Sam O'Toole.
Sam loves musical comedy. John thinks that it's shit. Sam loves musical comedy. I wonder what he'll make of this.
This is J&S in J News.
It's time for the news. John, what have you got for us?
So this is from the Metro, and I think you're going to guess pretty quickly what the missing word is. But so this is the headline. An Instagrammer is selling bottles of her own what for 237 quid.
Oh, 237. Well... if it's not urine, I would be quite surprised.
No, it isn't urine.
Oh, is it another word for urine?
No.
Oh, okay.
As a science teacher, I would have given you piss.
Yeah.
But I don't think paper headlines wouldn't go with a woman sells bottles of piss for 230. I think they would say urine. Well,
yeah, I thought they might have gone with pee or wee.
Right.
Well, in that case, it must be the old breast milk.
No.
What? What the hell is she selling? You said this is going to be easy.
Well, okay, I just...
Bottle. I mean, is it a liquid?
No.
Oh, right. So the bottles maybe.
Oh, it's a jar. It says bottle, it's a jar.
Is it part? It's a bodily thing, right?
Yeah. It's from her body.
Hair.
No. Well, no. I think more disgusting.
Nail clippings.
No. So it's not
poo poo. It's not poo.
So it's not a solid, and it's not a liquid.
It's a gas. It's her farts.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you'd have got that straight away. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty proud to say that I didn't get it straight away.
No,
It didn't even occur to me.
It's just, I do think that modern society, you know, like I watched the other day, there was like a Chinese government video that they show school kids in Japan, in China. And it's basically just like a young girl who is like on a phone. Well, she's got a choice between textbooks and a phone, and she goes on a phone and she just spends all the time on a phone, and her life just basically turns to shit. She ends up like a drone in a factory with no money, and then she can go back in time, and then she can choose textbooks, and like basically she achieves, becomes, goes to university and all that. And like they're just showing all these little kids that this is what society should be. Don't fucking fall for all this nonsense. And then I look at like Western society and I'm just thinking, we are literally just the most fucking stupid, like, version of
humanity.
Yeah,
that
I just
could
think,
have possibly evolved.
Like, if you are like in another country looking into what the Western world's doing, surely you just go, they are fucked in the head. They like need just eradicating from the planet. So,
I mean, some of them are trying. To be fair,
I know.
To them.
Well, yeah, they need to try a bit harder, I think. So.
Well, you can focus your efforts towards John more than me, guys.
Pooty, get your act together. Right, so it says, so the story says, an influencer who, I mean, this whole story is just nuts. And again, somebody who's made, I mean, to be fair to her, she's only 21. But it says, an influencer, as soon as you see that, you just think, right, this person deserves shooting. Who staged a hawk eggs attack on herself to try and gain followers, has started to sell fans, jars of a very special order. Cheng Wing.
Sorry, what attack did she fake?
So it got, in the story, a hawk's egg attack on herself. In the story, it goes into what she actually did.
Okay.
It's just bonkers. So it says, Cheng Wing Yi, 21, also known as Kiara Kitty on Instagram, is now flogging her farts and promises fans they can be retained for up to 30 days after opening the jar, which is nonsense. I mean, if you open a jar, diffusion, the gas is gone, you know. The sealed container comes with a love note from Kiara, who has 234,000 followers on Instagram. Her online shop says, are you curious how your favourite streamer, Kiara Kitty, smells like? Don't just imagine it. Feed your curiosity. Now, I, you know, of all the beautiful women in the world, and this girl is quite attractive, like, you know, people like Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, I thought, oh, no, I wonder how they smell. I've never thought, I wonder how their ass smells. I've never seen a beautiful woman at a bus stop and gone, oh, I wonder how her fucking anus smells. I just do not get that at all.
No, it's definitely, it's niche, it's niche.
Well, even like your wife, the woman that, you know, you love and you spend the rest of your life with, you don't look at her and go, oh, I wonder where our ass smells. although probably, to be fair, like before you get married, it is something you should consider. Really, isn't it? Because, you know, if she stinks, then you don't want to be marrying it.
It is going with an it. got some underlying feelings at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, I meant it as in the smell, but yeah, it as in the woman. So it says, the fart trade is a potentially lucrative one, but it's not the only thing the woman from Singapore has sold. Last year, she launched a pop-up business describing itself as the first maid cafe in Singapore, offering hugs for... How much she thinks she offers hugs for?
What's the currency?
Pounds.
One in a maid cafe.
It's a stand-up pop-up maid cafe with just herself stood at a...
Oh, like a kind of like...
Like a market
a
stall.
Yeah. Right. So I'm going to go, that would be, I don't know, tenner?
No, 79 quid.
Whoa. Inflation.
So then it says, she sells used lingerie for how much do you think?
Well, if a hug is 79, it must be like £200.
Yeah, so it's the same price as a fart, £237. used bath water. How much do you reckon she sells that for?
Oh, higher. No, lower than a fart, I reckon. So it must be 75.
No,
about
395 quid.
Do you know why? I know why that is. It's because water's heavy, so the shipping fee must be a lot. So I reckon that if she's including shipping, then she's having to consider that, I reckon.
And then it says, and it doesn't elaborate on this, but it says you can even get a mystery gift for 790 quid. So fuck knows what that's going to be, like a used tampon or something.
And the shame is that neither of us have a spare £790 to find out.
Yeah. Should we start a fundraiser?
Yeah. What's that website called?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yeah.
So this story says... Cheng Wing-Yi has been in the news for quite different reasons this month. So she was forced to publicly apologise for staging an attack on herself in Taiwan. So she had an assistant dress up as a middle-aged woman to throw eggs at her during a live stream. She was on tour and the woman, played by her assistant, also accused her of seducing her husband and warned her to stay away. So she had to admit that it was all an act after the police investigation prompted her to apologise on February 24th.
Oh, mate.
And then it's, yeah, but then it says...
They're so hungry for attention, aren't they?
Oh, it's mad. So...
Says the two guys producing a podcast.
Yeah.
Have to have a little bit of self-awareness.
But it says, other streamers have also joined the fart-selling hype. So Twitch star Amaranth, I don't know, previously launched a business called Cutie Patooties, selling farts and bathwater in 2022. Her scent jar cost 791 quid, while her jar of hot tub water was only 158.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be hot when it arrives. I mean, unless she's putting it in a thermos or something.
Stephanie Matto, star of 90 Day Fiancé, claimed to make, guess how much she says, a week from selling her farts. And this is in pounds.
So... Was it like it was about £79 for a jar, right? So let's round it up to 100. She's selling five a day, Monday to Friday, perhaps. So £2,500.
So a week, this woman who's famous for being on a reality TV show makes 38 grand a week. That's fucking the same as I get paid a year.
Oh, wow. I don't know if you can hear that. You can, that's the sound of a small child being abducted by his mother.
I thought he was just crying because he realised you can get 38 grand a week selling farts.
Yeah, he's thinking, how much have I wasted over these 4 years?
He's just I thought he was just crying about the downfall of Western society.
Yeah, when my wife came in then, and you were just talking about the selling. And it occurred to me to ask her if I could sell her farts. Yeah. And I turned around and the look on her face kind of just gave me the impression I should not ask her that. So I'm sorry, listeners, I absolutely bottled it. I didn't bottle it, I suppose, is the...
Could sell that for 791 quid.
Yeah.
That was J&S in J News.
John and Sam, they're on the road, sharing jokes and tales untold. From Tokyo to Kyoto, they're having fun, entertaining everyone.
Oh yeah.
Laughing across the globe, it's John and Sam in Japan, bringing joy with every episode, so part of the plan.
Tune in and join the laughter. Let the good times roll. With John and Sam and Japan, bringing comedy to your soul. Yo, Johnny McBee and Sammy O.T. Two Brits talking shit over a cup of tea. Probably a spot of milk and a crumpet, please. But there's something else cooking in the kitchen. Could someone answer the burning question?
All right. And now it's time for the burning question, which was, what's the worst behaviour you've seen in a restaurant? I think a lot of people have been in touch for this, haven't they?
Yeah. A lot of people who listen to this podcast know a lot of people who behave badly. It's basically what I've learned from this one. Tommy Saunders got in touch on Facebook. Although, yes, sometimes the finger does get pointed at those who ask the question. Tommy said, food fights started by John... who could that be? And Olive in Warra Warra after football. I replied to him and said, yeah, I remember Oliver was particularly guilty of that.
Yeah.
But Oliver then replied and said that he has no recollection of this, which could well be true because many Kiwi Sours were consumed.
Oh, I mean, I find it offensive that I've been tagged with that because my recollection of that is very much that it was Ollie and Gavin throwing edamame at people.
It was. It always started with a single edamame.
Yeah.
I think it's a metaphor for life. We need peace all over the world. Be careful with those edamames.
Yeah, peace, not beans. Sean Bateman got in touch on Twitter and he said, what's the worst behaviour you've seen in a restaurant? He said, getting served 20 minutes after you enter a restaurant when it's not busy. But for me, I think, I suppose getting served, but I think... It'd be good that they're cooking the food fresh, but I don't know if he means that they just don't talk to you for 20 minutes and then they come.
No, I think that's what he means. I think he means that he's walked in, sat down at the table and literally no, like people have ignored him for 20 minutes. Like he's on the naughty step.
Right, just hoping that he goes away.
Yeah. I like the way Sean's flipped it round. Like Tommy very much was of the bad customer angle. Sean's gone with the bad service angle. Becky got in touch on Facebook. This was a bit mystical because she simply tagged in her friend Caroline. And then I replied and said, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from Caroline. And there was some laughing emojis. And then Caroline mailed, OMG, not sure I can say on here.
Well...
Do you know? So she hasn't said anything, but I get the kind of feeling you might know something about this.
Well, yeah. So thankfully, she's my Auntie Caroline, and thankfully she decided she can say something. So she's left me a couple of voice messages, two separate
stories.
Oh,
she's your auntie.
So yeah. I'll be honest. The first one, I'd be absolutely crying with laughter. So I think rather than me tell the story, I think we should just play. We do have a permission. I think we should just play her her audio because she's a good storyteller. And I think the second story, I think we should save that for next time because we've got quite a few other people who've chipped in, and I think we should just let her take centre stage for this, to be honest. So if you want to press play.
Right, story number one. Both these stories involve myself. Story number one was when I was still married to Richard, and we were on holiday in Portugal, and we went to this restaurant with the children. We ordered our food, we had our starters, we had our mains, and anyway, Richard pootled off to the toilet. So we've sat there waiting and waiting.
I don't like where this is going.
And waiting. So I said to the kids, just wait there, guys, and I'll just go and see if your dad's got lost. So I went to the toilets and knocked on the door, and I said, Richard, are you in there? And his words were, oh, my God, Caroline, I can't get it out of the grout. And I went, what are you on about? He said, I've shit myself. So I opened the door of the toilet, or he opened the door of the toilet. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was all up the back wall of this cubicle toilet, all over the floor, and he were on his hands and knees trying to scrub it all out of the grout of the tiles. It was just brown everywhere. So I'm like, look, I'm going to go. See, you don't like it in my life. He were covered in poo. It were as though someone had opened the toilet door and thrown a bucket of shit at him and the whole of the toilet. So I said, look, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go pay the bill, and I'll go get the kids, and we'll just sort of walk outside and wait for you to just come out. So I
because I don't want anything to do with it.
I went and paid the bill, and then all of a sudden, George started throwing up all over the restaurant.
George is your cousin, isn't he?
Yeah, so he's a little boy at this point.
I paid the bill. I went, oh my goodness, I'm really sorry. I'll just take him outside. So us three sort of disappeared round the corner, waiting for Richard to appear. Oh my God, so he came out, and I had to walk like 10 yards behind him because it just absolutely stank. There were all this poo down back of him. So then as we were walking along, he said, Caroline, do you think you might be able to wash me shorts? I went, fuck that, they're off in the bin.
So stop it there.
So you said before, you said, oh, yeah, my Auntie Caroline, she's given us permission to use the audio. I sort of feel we need Richard's permission.
Well, they're divorced, so I think...
final revenge. He got the CDs, she got the funny story.
Yeah. And we have to finish on... So I messaged to say this morning saying, thank you for that. That had me literally cry with laughter.
I've had tears too.
She said to me, so she messaged me, she said, don't thank me. I think Richard's line after was, I think it was the fish I ate last night. Put your bird request with DJ on the show. It's George and Sissy. Put your bird at gmail.com. On the Facebook and Twitter.
And that's all for today's show. Just leaves me to say thanks to everyone who's been involved.
Yeah, big thanks to Auntie Caroline for enduring that.
Yeah. Yes, and I don't suppose Richard will be listening, but Richard, if you are, hope you're feeling better.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a part two. There's a different story she sent as well. So she's on fire. So well, I think next episode, we're just going to keep the same burning question because lots of people have been in touch and there's more that we can go
through.
Yeah,
there was a few others on Facebook we haven't finished off yet as well. So we haven't told our own.
If you haven't said anything and you do feel like saying something, the question was, what's the worst behaviour you've seen in a restaurant? So do feel free to get in touch. And if you do want to start sending voicemails, that's also gold. We like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd like that very much.
And I think that's it, isn't it? Anything else?
No, I think that's all.
All right, catch you later.
Catch you later. It is time to go. That's the end of the show. Tell your friends and your family.
Or even the people you married.
You should join in. Answer the burning question. Send a new story, preferably something we can find about. We're on the social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, day and night. It's John and Sam in Japan at gmail.com.
And if you do this, then maybe, just maybe, Sam will put his clothes back on.
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
So I went, fuck that, they're off in the bin.